Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australian officials say they have disrupted an elaborate terrorist plot that was aimed at bringing down an airplane. Police have arrested four people in raids in Sydney. Additional security has been put in place at all major airports. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke to reporters.
The police and security agencies have moved very swiftly, as has the government, and I want to thank them for their remarkable work today and last night and every day, keeping us safe.
Turnbull also said that Australia faces a range of terrorist threats, from so-called lone actors to those more complex plots. He said the current threat appears to be more elaborate conspiracy. Officials have not said if the plot appears to involve international terror groups. U.S. military has strongly countered Iran's claim a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier fired warning shots at one of its ships in an unprofessional manner. A U.S. Navy spokesman did say that while conducting a routine patrol in the international airspace of the Arabian Gulf, a U.S. Navy helicopter observed several Islamic Revolutionary Guards naval vessels approaching U.S. naval vessels at a rate of high speed, and that the helicopter had buzzed those vessels, the Iranian vessels halting their approach. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claiming his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States. This follows a test launch on Friday by Pyongyang. China has condemned the test, while Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. vowed to work together on a new U.N. Security Council measure aimed at curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions. This is VOA News. Venezuelan government is preparing to hold a controversial election later today, and security forces are out on the streets of the capital, Caracas, trying to keep peace before the voting. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting.
Security personnel are on patrol at voting precincts in Venezuela ahead of the election of a legislative superbody on Sunday. President Nicolas Maduro ordered the vote aimed at selecting a so-called constituent assembly. He has said it is for rewriting the country's constitution, but his critics call it a rigged ballot meant to consummate a dictatorship. On the streets of Caracas, resident Raul Perez isn't putting any faith in the vote.
I don't think anything will change. I think everything will stay the same, with the same problems as always.
Often violent protests have gripped the recession-hit country for months now. More than 110 people have died in clashes with security forces. The government has banned protests over the weekend in the hopes of achieving a smooth election. The opposition is boycotting the election and urging its supporters to protest in the streets. Polls are expected to open at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Pakistan's ruling party has appointed an interim chief executive of the country. He is Shahid Khaqan Abbasi. He'll serve a short term of 45 days. This has raised opposition complaints a day after Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif was ousted by the country's Supreme Court for concealing financial assets. Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan derided Sharif's choice of his brother to eventually succeed him, comparing the country's tradition of political dynasties to a form of monarchy.
What they hope to do is to have an interim prime minister, and then he'll be replaced by the brother Shahbaz Sharif. But the problem is that Shahbaz Sharif himself has been implicated in corruption. There's a NAB, the Accountability Bureau, there's a reference against him.
Sharif on Saturday announced plans for the ruling party to nominate his brother Shahbaz as the country's new leader after the interim period with Abbasi as caretaker prime minister. Seven Turkish journalists were freed from prison after 9 months, but they expressed sorrow that four of their colleagues are still detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members are from a Turkish opposition newspaper, Cumhuriyet. Must they all stand trial, with the next hearing scheduled for September the 11th. If convicted, they face terms of up to 43 years in prison. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.